to kind of crescent around the readers. You won't be too close. I don't think you'll get sat on. Wait, there. And here's there. Thanks, Karen. The next student is Sarah Galvin, and I once saw her decorate her bicycle with hot dog condiments. I'm just gonna read.
I'm glad you consider that decorating was not entirely on purpose. So I'm gonna read new things in sort of a sandwich of old things. So if you like, you can imagine the first poem as a piece of bread of your choice. The first one is called Go Ask Crazy. The poster instructed me to go ask crazy, which I imagine means something between stealing a VCR and getting married. Another poster appeared to say taco salad when it actually said tool sale. The posters made me realize what horrible danger I would be in if I was the sort of person who allowed word Xerox onto colorful paper to influence my behavior. I might go into a hardware store looking for taco salad and then die years later in a car accident. This one is called, This Weather. If I wasn't spitting on you, this weather would make me feel like a piece of bread. We smash each other into human shapes with the massive homogeny of our thoughts, whose only purpose ever is to get each other's mouths open and spit into them. The sensation of this smashing makes me want to buy really fancy shoes, at least $300. This one is called Show. When I began to faint after getting an HPV shot at the Walgreens pharmacy, I sat on a bench with my head between my knees and the fluorescent light reflecting off the linoleum. It seemed the firm, glossy can of lentil vegetable soup in my hand was so unlike me, we should not be able to exist while in physical contact with each other. I wish I was on stage naked, or at least wearing an extremely shiny hat. Everyone would watch me press the can of soup as near as possible to the swarming blackness in my head as I slid onto the floor. And anyone who had ever said no to me would know they're not so damn lentil vegetable. This is called What Engines Do. I make girls shove their fingers in my mouth until I feel like a car battery, which in some deafening, tireless darkness, tirelessly knows only what fingers are. It is different than before, when I was some kind of priest or Taco Bell. Once, as a girl thrust her fingers into my mouth, almost choking me, she flipped on the light with a free hand, and there was nothing but a radiant parking lot, where it rained holy water and shredded iceberg lettuce. This is called, The Only Light Source Should Be a Scented Candle the Size of a Trash Can. We sat in a cemetery drinking a mixture of wine and bleach with the sun as a light source until everyone called me goth. We injected Novocaine into people's mouth in a sterile room under fluorescent lights until everyone called me a dentist. I wasn't really either of those things. I just thought, if I did what you did, I would understand why I'll take the bus a great distance to see you, and why I don't care that you usually have no face, and when you do, its only feature is a beard. Finally, I replaced all the lights with an enormous scented candle that stank so badly that all anyone could say was, "My eyes are burning," and no one could see me kiss you. This is called The Really Big Volcano. I chose this person because everything else in the world is a gaping vagina. The walls, the floor, it makes me feel like those scientists who look for the source of volcanic activity at Yellowstone for years before realizing the entire park is a caldera. I don't want to be a scientist. I hear they shoot blood out of their eyes. If you're a scientist, I know it's not really true. It wouldn't help to have a scientist's understanding of the caldera, since my resources are limited. They include a squash and a couple of sweaters. Enough for myself and one other person. When we're fucking, I like to imagine the resources circling the bed, emitting a low hum. This is called, I Lay on My Couch. I used to watch each dandelion in the traffic island flower and go to seed, waiting to send the seeds sailing with a hard breath, or reduce them to flashes of yellow with a lighter. They say there's a David Bowie inside of each of us, just waiting to burst out. But how will I know? Seems less ridiculous than I wrote it. Even the swarms of bees seem special the first time. Afterwards, I lay on the couch, feeling like a piece of warm, thick glass. A bee flew out of my collar, and I thought of how they totally covered that station wagon, and then my head. It all blurs together now. The traffic islands, the dandelions, the swarms. Everything is bursting out of my chest, and it might be David Bowie, but certainly not all. And here's the last one, the other piece of bread. The way things are going. I'm intensely ashamed that I'm not developing a vaccine, but there's no specific disease I want to prevent. I try at least not to create any new diseases, but the way things are going, I probably will. Don't even get me started on the way things are going. This morning, I learned all living things die one day, and then I cut open a potato and there was a muffin inside it.